Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, joined now by one of my favorite all-time Orioles, right-handed reliever and now pitching coach for the Delmarva Shorebirds, having a fantastic season in the South Atlantic League. Alan Mills joins us. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's first start with the team you have right now. And you look up and down your pitching staff with the Shorebirds. A lot of very, very low ERAs. Assess the staff you have right now.
Got quite a few guys. Harvey Hunter, everybody knows, number one draft pick. Stephen Brawl, Mitch Rotchek, Dylan Rowe, John Keller, Louico Williams. You can just go on and on about the staff we have. So many of them, but they're all very, very good, and they're all very talented.
Let's start with the guy that most people know, last year's first-round pick, Hunter Harvey. What do you see from him right now as far as his development and maturation, and how advanced is he for his age and the league he's pitching in?
Well, you know, a lot of times people don't take in consideration that, you know, Harvey was in high school last year. Right about this time last year, he was just getting drafted. So not too many months before the draft last year, he was probably going to the prom.
Yeah.
This is his first full year. He's competing against guys that played 3-4 years of college. And his numbers kind of speak volumes in the fact that this is his first full season. And also pitching against that caliber of player on a nightly basis, you know, when he has his starts. He's done exceptionally well. Everybody knows his dad, Brian Harvey, closed for a number of years in the big leagues, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with his maturation. But he has a pretty good idea of what he wants to do when he's out there, and he goes about his business and his affairs for each start.
For you, Alan, tell me about your style as a pitching coach. Do you coach the kind of pitcher you were? And I distinctly remember a guy who had a really compact delivery, hard-throwing right-hander, hat very low, fierce-looking on the mound with a interesting mustache. Is that the style, not just talking about the looks, obviously, but the mentality and style, is that where you teach, or do you kind of approach it depending on the pitcher?
Well, you know, each pitcher is different, but we try to have a pretty similar game plan when we take the mound. I mean, you know, baseball is a unique sport where the defense has the ball. So, you know, it gives you a chance to be very offensive and be on the attack. I try to, you know, teach my guys to be very aggressive. And, you know, when you get a guy coming from college, get a guy coming from high school with the aluminum bat, sometimes they pitch away from contact. And, you know, that's one of the things you have to try to get them not to be fearful of. You want them to embrace contact, which kind of limits their pitches and has them, well, they have the ability late in the game as a starter.
Alan, how are you enjoying this next part of your career, being a pitching coach?
I love it. I couldn't ask for a better job. You know, I couldn't ask for to be working for a better organization. I played most of my career, you know, with the Orioles, so it's like home with me. So, you know, like I said, I couldn't ask for a better place, and I love what I do.
The fact that you were a first-round pick once upon a time, I'm not going to say the year, Alan, but you were a first-round pick, and is that something relatable to the kind of picks and highly touted prospects that you're getting right now in Delmarva, the Hunter Harveys of the world? You'll probably get an influx of guys from the draft over this period of time right now. Is that relatable to you because you were that highly touted guy coming up through a system?
Well, I mean, I can relate to, you know, some of the things that guys that are drafted high, you know, have to go through. I mean, you know, like sometimes you put pressure on yourself because you feel like, okay, I have to be perfect, you know, and the thing that kind of helped me, I struggled. You know, I struggled for a period when I got traded from the Angels to the Yankees. I went through a period where I struggled, and I couldn't figure out why, you know, and once I figured it out, you know, it helped me. So I think it helps because you go from pitching at an amateur level where you probably dominated, most guys do, especially the high-round draft picks. And if they get in a situation like this, like I was saying, Harvey's done well. You get in a situation where everybody's talented, and now you're not playing against teams that are are, so to speak, weak. Everyone has somebody on their team that can do something. And, you know, just kind of getting them acclimated to pro ball and the daily grind that you go through, I think it helps.
Al Mills, former Oriole, now the pitching coach for the Delmarva Shorebirds, with us here on WBAL for another couple of minutes. And, Alan, the Orioles bullpen with the big club the last few years has been very, very good. Good again this year. Do you still say that 97 Orioles bullpen may be best, not only organization history, but maybe one of the best of all time?
Well, you know, I don't want to make comparison. The guys that they have up there right now, you know, I was fortunate to get a chance to be around them in spring training. They have a very good group. It's a very good team they have in Baltimore. They kind of remind me of the team, you know, we had back in 1992 and 97, they're very talented. But, you know, I enjoyed the time and the bullpen we had when I was in Baltimore. We had a talented group as well. I was just fortunate to be a part of it.
And one last question. You are from Lakeland, Florida, same as Ray Lewis. You both went to Kathleen High School, and you guys both played in Baltimore over the course of several of the same years. Did you ever reach out to Ray in that period? Did you guys ever make that connection?
You know something, I watched Ray play in high school. His high school coach and my brother grew up as, like, best friends. So I got to see his team play. And I followed him from high school, the University of Miami, to Baltimore. He'd show up every now and then in the clubhouse, but we kind of ran in different circles at that particular time. But I've always enjoyed watching him. I've always been a fan of Ray Lewis. I was very disappointed that he retired.
Yeah, but he ends on a high note with the championship. Alan Mills, who is drawing all sorts of attention right now, is the pitching coach for the single-A Delmarva Shorebirds. Alan, thank you so much for your time. Let's catch up soon, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is Alan Mills. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.